losing clothes.
I should go. 102.9 The Wolf.
I like that song.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, just got done watching the video here. It's a little hot in the studio. Yikes. Okay.
That's a lot for the morning.
Yowzers. Hey, Carly Pierce. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, we're hanging in there. We're doing okay. I just mentioned the CMA Fest video and the hot, steamy video itself. Of course, it's If I Don't Leave, I'm Going to Stay. Carly Pierce, Riley Green. What's it like performing that at Nissan Stadium in front of a bunch of fans loving that deal?
You know, it was a very, very fun experience, and I have to say, I love getting to have this song with Riley, and it's fun every time we get to sing it.
And you guys are like friends, right? Like, that's what people, I don't know if people know that, but you guys have known each other for years, right?
Yeah, we were on the same label for a long time and have always had a mutual respect for each other's music, and my parents live in Alabama, so we've always bonded on Alabama.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, they got that in common. So Carly Pierce coming to town, coming to Wolf Country, two nights at the Fine Line. This is going to be awesome. September 18th and 19th. So Wolfpack, definitely get this on your calendar. Honest Woman is your new album. Have you not been honest with us to date, Carly? Because I feel like these other albums, you were also honest, and you were definitely going through a lot of personal stuff, but let's talk about Honest Woman a little bit here.
I have always been honest. I feel like I've built my career on being honest, but I think that I started to realize that there was a lot more to my story that maybe people didn't know. Hmm. And I kind of challenged myself a few years ago when I started writing this album to kind of go deeper and touch on some things from my lineage and my upbringing and just things that are important to me, and wanted to bring that to life in a really honest Carly way. And I really believe that this is my best album that I've ever made. And probably that comes with life experience and finding my own true way. And yeah, I'm just really proud of it.
Yeah. Do you feel like, you know, when you get to a point where you got to go there to a next level of finding yourself and whatever, like even, you know, how you got in this business or why you're in the business or why you do what you do. But do you feel like there's a deeper inner peace with that then, Carly, when you kind of get to that next level? If that makes sense?
I think so. I think that's probably why I named it Honest Woman, because I think, especially for women, I think people want us to not celebrate our age and that age can be kind of a taboo thing. And for me, I really wanted people to know that for me, so I found happiness through the good, the bad, the life experience that only comes with age.
Well, I think that's what a great sentiment, and how, you know, that's the connection that you have with your listeners. I feel like so many people that, you know, connect, Carly, with your music, like, they've probably, you know, feeling that same thing, right? Like, they've, you know, been on the mountaintop, or they've been in a, you know, whatever, in a dark place, or they're trying to, you know, get over a huge breakup or whatever. And that's that connection that I feel like, you know, I feel that with your fans quite a bit. Do you feel that too when people come to like your shows and stuff?
I really do. I think we've really built just this honest conversation that continues to grow. And I always say that if I'm willing to put out something that's happened in my life, hopefully it can influence or make one person, you know, not feel alone.
Yeah. Well, vulnerability is a cool thing like that. Like when you're willing to open up and be vulnerable, like it allows others, it creates a narrative and it creates an opportunity for someone else to also feel that same thing. So super cool. By the way, we have a unique connection. One of your big tracks from back in the day, Every Little Thing, one of your number ones, was co-written by a Minnesotan gal, Emily Shackleton, who I've met a couple of times at some gigs back here. So cool, like, I guess, I don't know, Minnesota connection a little bit, I guess, from that standpoint.
Yeah, Emily wrote a lot of my songs, but we've had two big hits together, Every Little Thing and What He Didn't Do.
Oh, that's right. She wrote What He Didn't Do with you as well. That's awesome. They do like a little songwriter Christmas show that when they come back into town or whatever, it's Emily and Sarah Darling and Jen Bostick here from Minnesota. Yeah. So anyway, I go to that show every year with my wife, and every time Emily plays that song, like I imagine being in the room with like the two of you guys and everybody that wrote that song and just being like, man, like it's so magical when that stuff comes together. Do you feel like with this new album, you had a lot of those moments, like the song comes together so fast and you're like, wow, you know, I wrote this one, took me a year and this other one took me 30 seconds. And I feel like when it comes out really easily, that's when you know it was just magic.
I will say I knew when we wrote What He Didn't Do.
Yeah.
And the first time that I played it, I knew it was different.
Yeah.
And I knew it was special.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I've had those moments for sure.
It's awesome. Carly Pearce coming to town again, coming to Wolf Country September 18th and 19th. All the info, of course, is on 1029thewolf.com. Carly, you're an absolute gem. Thanks so much for opening up to people, sharing your life and your gifts with us. And again, I'll get back to that steamy video here with Riley and Carly as well. Travel safely. We'll see you here when you come into town. Okay, Carly?
Thank you. Yeah, just a hard day on the job, you know?
It's tough. Hey, being that close to Riley on a regular basis, really difficult, you know. So thanks
exactly.
Thanks for putting that hard work for everybody out there. We love it.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Carly. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.